Welcome to Chamber Chat, a monthly look at the Northfield business community, sponsored by the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. And here is your host, the president of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, Jane Barthow.
Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Good morning, Jane. How are you?
Good morning, Rich. Happy to be here.
Welcome to Chamber Chat, the monthly show where we take a little time to talk with the members of the Chamber of Commerce about the Northfield business community. You brought a friend with you today, didn't you?
Friend and coworker. Yeah, Rachel Trinka.
Hi, Rachel.
Hello. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah.
The sun peaked out for a little bit. So.
It did. We got our daily dose,
yes.
I think, for this week.
Hope you got your vitamin D.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, normally you don't bring actually somebody else from the chamber, but today we wanted to talk about tourism and all the cool stuff happening this summer in Northfield.
Yeah, there's just so much going on, and it's just so important for the community.
It is.
In so many ways.
Yeah.
Jobs, income, tourism, just everything.
Well, I don't know what the percentage is, but tourism's got to be a significant portion of the budget or the Northfield's economy, I should say.
And if I was better prepared, I'd have that number for you. I'm sure I can find it the next time we come on.
Okay.
But it's millions annually.
Yeah, it is. It is, and it's there's a lot to do, and I was talking with Jeff earlier this morning, Jeff Johnson, who is the morning show host. We want Northfield is obviously all these things that go on, all these things that happen. Northfielders embrace them. We attend Third Thursday, and we do Jesse James and all that stuff. But really what needs to happen is you need to invite all of your friends from outside of Northfield.
Amen.
To come and enjoy these things as well. And, spend a couple of bucks while you're here.
Yeah. And stay in the hotels.
Exactly.
Right. Lodging here. Well, and we've put so much effort into the Visit Northfield website in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful website. It is very user friendly. It downloads on the phone, uploads on the phone, uploads.
You download it to your phone. You upload things to the web and you download to your phone.
There we go.
All right.
It's very user friendly. It's beautiful. The amount of opportunities and events it covers in Northfield is I'm so proud of it. Rachel's worked really hard with a wonderful consultant, and I just really want people to know about it.
VisitNorthfield.com?
VisitNorthfield.com, correct.
Nice.
Yep. And we actually got a new calendar up and running on there, so that has been amazing. It's way more user-friendly. It's more images. It's more information.
Cool.
You can save things right to your phone, and one of the best things is you can actually submit events right from there. So if you go, I was playing on the mobile device, I'm not quite sure, but for sure on monitor screen. If you go to the main page, go to the events, and then there's a submit button. So you can submit we're not going to do like garage sales or anything like that, the businesses and everything like that.
You do have to
monitored.
Qualify that.
Correct.
So, I used to run a public calendar like that.
Yeah.
We encourage people,
and if it doesn't work on our calendar, it doesn't, but we want people to know what's going on. And there's a lot of stuff that does go on in Northfield, and I mean, there's the world of Facebook and all of that stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, we want locals also to know about this calendar because there's a lot to go on, and come and, support your community as much as you can.
All right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Cool.
Yeah.
That sounds that's fantastic. So where do we start with what's going on in Northfield?
Well, and I also I'm going to say this for the rest of 2024. The money.com voted named Northfield one of the 50 best places to live in the United States.
Woohoo!
And if you haven't heard that, well, I'm telling you again and again and again. There's about approximately how many cities there are in the United States?
29. No, more than
close.
That? 29,000.
Yeah, we were 50 of the top 29. Yeah, 50 out of 29. Oh, ouch. 100 109,000 cities.
109,000 cities in the United States of America.
Yep. And Northfield was top 50.
And so we're in the top 50.
Isn't that amazing?
Did they give us an actual rank, or did they just publish a list?
They just published.
So they didn't single out like the best place to live. So correct. For all we know, they could think that we are the best.
Could
place.
Have been us.
We all think we're the best place to live in.
Well, yeah. Know it.
Because that's why we live here.
Yeah, we know right? it.
Yes.
But the methodology, because you know, I'm kind of a show me. You know, mm-hmm. not a Debbie Doubter, but you know, prove
no,
it to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
School Digger was one of these analytical matrix, I guess, that they used, and so they used the school results, the test results.
Nice.
Across all those cities. Mooney's Analytics, great schools. They used Realtor. Okay, now I've lost my all space. Right. Mm-hmm. But they did everything from a tax base, thoughtful government policy, schools, prices of median homes, just employment legitimate. Yep, legitimate facts. And this is how they built their criteria for naming the top 50.
And they did that across 109,000 cities. Yep. Wow.
Math and reading test scores.
Money Magazine's got some
to help narrow down
resources.
The final 50 nonprofit great schools identified public high schools, contenders that have received, and also organizations' college success awards.
Yeah.
And it was just...
Yep.
Legitimate.
Did they write nice things about Northfield, or did they? I mean, you know, did they say the charming historic downtown and the vibrant Chamber of Commerce and the really entertaining radio station in Northfield?
They mentioned you by name. Yeah, pretty sure. Yeah.
Go buy a beer from Rich Larson at Imminent Brewing. Yeah.
Well, they base it on affordability, good schools, strong job markets, yeah. A palpable spirit, okay. Nurtured and sustained by engaged citizens
yeah.
and receptive public officials.
I
mean, nailed
all right,
it.
Man. Yeah. Yeah,
nailed it. I just can't well, stress this enough.
Yeah. No, and it is. I mean, we are proud. I am, you know, really proud, know. Right? But I'm not surprised because this... Again, that's why we live here. I love this town. I mean, it's why we're yeah. here.
Yeah. One of my best takeaways was that I somewhere in this reading was that the people that live here want to be a part of something bigger than themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
Doesn't it? It's every individual here, all these nonprofits that people are engaging to make things better.
Yep.
Better than themselves and for the future.
Right.
I just... Yeah, like I said, I can't say enough. So with that, we can lead right into hospitality.
Hospitality.
We would be nowhere without our frontline workers.
Absolutely.
Our restaurant frontline workers, hoteliers, attractions.
Yeah.
All those people yeah. that are showing up every day to make it happen.
Absolutely.
So typically, May is hospitality month. And here it is June, and we're celebrating.
Okay.
It's never too late. It's never the wrong time to celebrate hospitality and those people that make it happen. So I actually I'd love to read the nominations. We've been asking for nominations mm-hmm. across Northfield for a couple of months now, since May when we started off.
Is this the Hospitality Excellence Award that we're talking about?
It is.
I know a former honoree of that of that award.
Who is that?
Me.
Am I looking at him? Oh. It's a big deal.
It was a huge honor, actually.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, well, we have not narrowed down the top, but we're, there'll be, these guys are all runners up. We've got a top in the attractions,
mm-hmm.
a top in the hospitality of hotels, and then a top award in restaurants.
All right.
And the nominations have come from all of, I won't read all the details,
no.
just kind of the names
yeah, yeah, yeah.
and who
names
they
and
represent.
Where they're from.
How about
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Let's take turns.
Yeah,
I was just going to say, do you want to do every
Yeah.
Day?
Yep. So.
Should we, I feel like this is like the Oscars thing. Should we?
Drum roll.
Should there be drum roll? Should there be, you know.
I'm definitely not dressed for the Oscars. Definitely not. Dressed for radio.
All right. You look very nice today, Jane. As do you, Rachel.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Same to you, Rich.
Thank you.
So our first one is from Fielder's Choice. Sorry, I can't even read my own form. Some of these were submitted in their own handwriting.
All right.
Fielder's Choice, Tyler Dickerson.
Tyler Dickerson of Fielder's Choice. Okay.
All right, and then we have Max Heal from Reunion. He's a bar manager for three plus years.
Yeah, Max, all right.
Woo-hoo. Oh, we've got Sarah Spaulding from the Hideaway Vault.
Yep.
Well, I'm sure we all know Sarah Spaulding, too.
We do, indeed.
Oh, that's a great smile. We have the owners of Windy Willow, which is Chad and Colleen Allman. Woohoo! Congratulations.
We also have another attraction from Fireside Orchard, Todd Harvey.
Ooh. We have a hotel nominee. Name is Chelsea Wyland from Country Inn and Suites.
All right.
Thank you for all you do.
Right. Elizabeth Sandberg from the Grand Event Center
is nominated. Liz. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Liz. Yep. She's fantastic.
It's hard. They're all fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Another one for Sarah Spaulding from the Hideaway Vault as well.
So,
two for Sarah.
Oh, Beth Demand Sanis.
Oh, yeah.
Northfield Golf Club.
Yep.
Oh, she's been there for years.
Mm-hmm. We have another great attraction, Delicious Berries, Lawrence's Berry Farm, Sean Lawrence, who is the owner. He has also been nominated.
Congratulations, Sean.
Yep. Hannah Newman is a barista at Tin Tea.
Her
nomination is about 4 pages long.
Wow.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. And then we have George I'm sorry if I mixed up your name. There's too many vowels.
How do you spell
Perlotta. How do you spell my name?
No. Yeah.
Oh, this name.
You don't have any vowels in yours. Yeah.
Yeah. Perlata with Perkins Restaurant and Bakery. He's been the position manager for 8 years.
That's George Peralta.
Peralta. Thank you.
George is fantastic.
Yeah, right?
I'm a big fan of George's. Yeah.
Thanks for letting us. I've got a couple more here, but I really wanted to get these out there because they're fantastic. Joy Phelan from The Hideaway. She's been there 17 years.
Wow.
Oh, Joy. Yeah, Joy, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
Joy. Yep.
She's also a massage therapist.
Yes, she is. Too. And she delivers, she used to deliver one of the free magazines around town.
Guy.
It's the beer one, the brewery one. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you, Joy, for doing
that. Yeah, absolutely.
And the last one here, we have Adrian from the Grand Plaza, and he's been there ever since it opened, quote unquote.
He is another one that's just fantastic.
We got some good nominations.
I love Grand Plaza, man.
So these are just so excited to announce those guys.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 nominees. And when will you announce the decision? Who's number one?
Today we've got a CVB Convention and Visitor Bureau board meeting at noon.
All right.
And so we're going to be narrowing it down, and it's going to be quite the debate and discussion.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of good people. Every single one of them, obviously. Mm-hmm. But you've got a lot of good. I don't envy you for having to make this decision.
That's why we put it to the board. It's not just us. It would never be us. Nope.
Right.
Otherwise, I'd vote for Rachel.
Oh, I'd vote for you, Jane Barth.
Kyle. Yeah.
Kyle, yes. Yeah.
No, it's exciting. And it's we want it big.
Yeah.
Our tricky part is finding a time to celebrate a luncheon or a meal when they're not working.
You guys, right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, it was... I worked nights back in those days, so you did a lunch and that was fine. I could make that. But yeah, I can see where this would really this would really be tricky.
Yep. Yeah. And it might just have to be an early breakfast or something.
Like, yeah.
I don't know.
Or you could do the luncheon, but if they're not able to attend, go to their place of work during business hours and make a big
deal.
Big splash about it. Yeah.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
got to put some thought behind making it as big of a deal as it is.
Yeah. You know, every one of our service and hospitality workers in this town, I can't say enough about them. And I speak as a former bartender, but there's a dedication in that business and that industry that you have to buy into if you're going to make it work. And I've not come across anyone in this town that I don't feel is all in on this. I mean, it's, you are literally there to serve.
Right.
And it can be a bit of a thankless job. You can be not mistreated, but sort of, you know, dismissed.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. And you just move on to the next one. And this is fantastic. And thank you for honoring these people. It's really important. Mm-hmm. As far as I'm concerned.
Tradition. 2020 kind of put
put
the brakes on some of these a little bit, especially when these folks weren't even able to be out and working.
Yeah.
And it's coming back. It is truly coming back. And I like the creativity. I like to go out and visit these places.
Yeah.
There.
Well, and there's so many places to go. That's part of the thing, right? We've got all of these nominees because there are so many different things to visit, so many different places to go. Mm-hmm. There's a couple places I haven't even been yet. I don't know where Sean Lawrence's Berry Farm is.
Oh, Lawrence's Berry Farm.
Yeah. My kids used to work there in the mornings picking strawberries.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
On Foliage Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Castle Rock.
So in between, before the Cedars. Kind of.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. Asparagus and strawberries and long term.
Outstanding.
Family place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really pretty. I was just going to say something.
Okay.
I do want to hit on, Rachel's also been working really hard on YouTube videos.
Oh, really?
So check out our YouTube channel, Visit Northfield. So, we've been adding some videos. One of them is Jane actually also talking on, Minnesota Live. She's on Minnesota Live a few weeks ago.
Fantastic.
So we loaded that on there as well. So, check that out. We've got different playlists. I'm kind of new to the whole, what YouTube is. But YouTube is the number two search engine, so besides Google. So we're ramping it up that way as well to showcase our awesome city and get out there and take some more videos and stuff like that too.
Are the videos just sort of are they just little videos featuring an attraction, or are they part of clips from events or what?
Yeah, it's actually a little bit of both. So we've done a few commercials, so we have those on there. Johnny Weaver Storytelling, he's done a few professional videos as well for us to promote our town. So
we've been on KEYC TV with commercials.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
So we've got those Mankato commercials.
Yep.
That are live on there as well. Some of them are pre our time, so we've kind of just organized it a little bit better. Defeat Days, some videos on that.
Nice.
Other stations that we've been in the news for in the previous years and stuff as well. So, it's a mixture of everything. Seasonal, too. So, utilize that internet.
Yeah.
right. And speaking of videos, we're partnering with APG News, APG Southern Men. And in July, we're going to have the photo contest.
Oh, good.
Northfield photo contest. I don't have it all out yet, but I really want to get the word out. And APG is going to help blast the word out there for Northfield submissions, just to restock all the photos we have and the new things. We've got so many pictures, but always something new.
Yeah.
You can pull out old photos. I'm hoping to have all season, four different categories, and maybe even a $500 category winner for each, or four and 100 and a 50, or, to award different categories for different submissions. But dig out your old photos from your phone, your beautiful ones, and watch for the details on the Northfield photo contest.
Okay.
All of July.
Yep. Well, it could be anything. You could, if you're a photographer, you could run around town
yes.
right now and start taking pictures. And you will collect all those photos, and
APG will be collecting all those photos.
Okay, right.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
But that'll be
the rights to them as well.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I'm asking. I mean, you guys will be able to use all those photos. Correct. In yes. your okay.
Yeah. So yes. someone could have a photo, and it could be on our Visit Northfield guide next year. So
outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think, okay.
I mean, there's just so many.
Be the cover.
Yeah.
Be
yes.
the cover.
Be the cover. That could be the
gig. Oh, I like
gig.
That.
Yeah.
Be the cover.
Okay.
Write that down on my little
here. You might want to copyright that tagline right now.
Oh, yeah. Right. Copyright Rich Larson.
Later.
June 18th, 2024.
Be the cover. But I love it when people will send random shots of cool pictures that they've taken.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to use this. And so we store them all.
Yeah.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yes.
Can we talk about your candidates forum on Monday, too?
The one that's at the high school auditorium?
The one that's not at the middle school auditorium, but at the high school. Yes.
I'm so glad I was, well, not that I don't listen, but I'm glad that I was
I got that wrong in the news this morning. I apologize.
I probably booked the wrong venue, but well, high school. Yes, high school. Yes, it's going to be Monday the 24th, 6 o'clock, the high school auditorium. We will have it live streamed and recorded for future. I just got that confirmed yesterday. We're going to start with, well, we're kind of partnering with the League of Women Voters. Mm-hmm. Alyssa Melby has been a godsend.
She's amazing.
She's providing voter registration tables at the chamber event. And then she'll have one at their event on campus as well.
The League of Women Voters is doing a candidates forum on yours Thursday. Is Monday. Theirs is Thursday up at St. Olaf in the Viking Theater.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. So if you can't make one, you can make the other or
I'm gonna
or
be at,
watch.
I'm going to be at both.
Okay.
So, because news, I got to be there.
I'm excited to hear. We've got right now 9 out of 13 confirmed.
Okay.
A couple are just not in town. And I did invite Peter Dolan, who's unopposed right now.
He's running unopposed.
He's not able to come, but he's out of town.
Okay. But well, that's too bad.
One of the 13 that
he did invite. He's got the least amount of work to do. So
exactly.
Right now, at least, once he gets on the council, ooh, he's in for a rude awakening.
Exactly.
But exactly,
So I mean, to be honest, this isn't my first.
Yeah,
and it was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be.
Well, I'm really glad you're doing this. We appreciate it. I mean, it's especially with a field that's as crowded as it is right now. We've got 7 people running for mayor, right, and 3 people running for the second ward city council. And the incumbent is not running. So, it's wide open.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do some evaluating, every one of us. And we need to know who these people are. So the more opportunity folks can get, to learn about these candidates, the better. So thank you very much.
Correct information and straight from the source.
Too. Exactly right.
Really nice.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm.
And any questions can be submitted to info@northfieldchamber.com.
Okay.
Anytime before Monday noon, I suppose. And we'll do our best to get them all addressed.
Cool. Do you have a moderator?
I do. Our board chair is Laura Stetler
Arcadia
School.
Oh, yeah.
Arcadia Charter School is moderating it.
Fantastic.
She's excited to do that.
And she's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. God bless you. Yeah. Excuse me. That's all right.
I mean, openness of some suggestions as well. I don't know how long each person gets to speak.
Yeah, well.
So we'll kind of play that by ear.
Okay, all right.
Have an hourglass.
All right.
Flip it.
There you go. Or a big hook that you can
there
just,
we
yeah.
go. Yeah, well, it'll be a lot to cover.
Oh, kid, just how about
it's
a gong?
Free.
Like the gong.
Ooh, that would be cool. There we go. But it is free, open to the public.
All right.
Yeah, love to fill the house.
All right. What else is going on with the chamber that we need to know about? Anything else?
Crazy Days.
Crazy
I think
Days
I've
coming.
I've said it before. Mm-hmm. Crazy Days is July 25th,
mm-hmm.
the fourth Thursday. And we're shooting for community wide.
Yeah.
Bierman's has been such a beloved. Just that
story
corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Forever. And their Crazy Days are such good deals.
Right.
And being so, not so far away, but being out there.
Yes.
They're always welcome to come and bring tables and stuff. However, let's just do it in their parking lot.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
We're going to try to get this the uniform garland, and have Slumberland and Furniture to Go and everywhere that has a little strip mall with retail that has inventory reduction, let's put it on the map.
Absolutely.
So we're trying a community-wide crazy days.
All right.
That day. So watch for that. Going to put our summer interns to work on that one. So we've got an extra bunch of hands to pull this one off.
I just got to meet one of your summer interns,
Anna Faust.
Anna Faust. And who's your other one?
Ed Nazarian. Yeah.
Yes, they've been awesome.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
from it's St. so Olaf. Great. It's so great to have interns.
Yes,
it is.
It's so great.
And they're willing, they want to learn, and they're engaged, and they're both St. Olaf.
You love it.
St. Olaf students. So Anna will be a senior and Ed will be a junior. So yeah, it's nice to have them kind of see the community a little bit more and stuff too. So if you see them around, they are our new,
Well, interns. One more thing too. Trio, Upward Bound is a summer camp that St. Olaf hosts for students, first-time college students.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a camp on campus. I don't know how long it runs, but they're looking. They've got a couple of interns. These are between high school seniors and going to be college freshmen, looking for real short internships. We're going to have one this summer. They come for 4 afternoons, 4 hours each afternoon. They get dropped off. They work a total of 16 hours for the week, and they get picked up, and they're just looking for opportunities.
Oh, cool.
They've got a few extra students, and they're looking for businesses in town that would take on a student for 1 week, 4 hours Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
So if you've got like some kind of project that you need want to have done this summer, that you can maybe throw together in a week or whatever.
Yeah, I'll probably throw an email out to chamber members, but I can get more people here. So yeah, I don't know how many more they have, but they've got a few more. So if you're interested, reach out to the chamber and we'll get you hooked up with the, I don't even know what the acronym is. It's TRIO.
Okay.
Upward Bound.
All right.
It's a good program. They reach kids from across the state attend at St. Olaf for this college training course.
If they're at St. Olaf, if they're even associated with St. Olaf, they must be wonderful people. So
they are. So there's that. There's always something going on.
Yeah,
golf tournament.
When is the golf tournament?
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
10 days.
Okay.
9 days.
Still time for anyone to sign up if they want to play? Or are you full?
Probably have two foursomes.
Okay.
Left.
All right.
Yeah, I don't want to. I mean, two full gets too slow.
Yeah.
I like two full, but yeah, it's not fun when it's bottlenecked.
No.
But there's so many fun ideas on the course and just a lot of activity, a lot of good energy at that tournament.
Cool.
Yeah. At Willinger's this year.
Yes, that's right. Yep. At Willinger's. Can't wait.
And I'm hoping that the rain gets it out of its system.
Yes.
So it's going to be beautiful next week.
Yeah, exactly. That's what if we're going to have this kind of weather this week, then we need sunshine for a couple of weeks after that. And we just need to dry out too. So,
Well, if we have more time, third Thursday.
Third Thursday.
Yes. Third Thursday.
This coming.
20th.
Yeah, the day after tomorrow.
We also have a street dance that age friendly. I'm sure they've been on a little
bit. CeCe Lindstroth of Age Friendly has been talking about it quite a bit. But
that's July 13th. The very next day is July 14th.
Yeah.
Inaugural jazz festival at Way Park.
Way Park.
Yes, you've heard about that.
Yes, I just bumped into JC.
We just met him yesterday. Yeah. What a guy.
He's fantastic.
Love it.
And he's got quite a story too. He has been all around the world playing jazz, and he is well respected in the jazz circles.
I can see why.
Mm-hmm. He's great.
He's got a vision for this too.
Yep.
I love that.
Yep. So yeah, it's good. It's good. I'm really looking forward to that. That's going to be fun.
I know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, so that will conclude this edition of Chamber Chat. Rachel, thanks for coming.
Yeah,
you're
for
always
me.
You're always welcome.
Well,
for
thank
this.
You. I appreciate it. It's always great being on here.
And Jane, as always, it's lovely to see you.
Well, thanks for this time.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Folks, Jane Bartho will be back again next week with another edition of Chamber Chat, and we will talk to you guys then. This has been Chamber Chat with Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce President Jane Bartho. Tune in on the third Tuesday of every month for another look at the Northfield business community. I had the radio on. I was driving.